You are tuned into the Dr. Tina Show with Dr. Tina Moore. For more, visit drtina.com. On this episode of the Dr. Tina Show, we are talking all things great skin from within. This is all about what's beyond the surface of your skin and how you can have great skin as you age and as you become more mature, you can still continue to radiate from the inside out. I have never been a huge user of skincare until recently, and while I'm absolutely loving it and it's been really fun and I have seen some great changes, I have done everything you could think of to destroy my skin as a young person. And so I'm going to talk about all of that, and then I'm going to tell you what I firmly believe to be the tenets of great skin as we age. I don't think I have the greatest skin, and in fact, right now, the reason I'm doing this whole episode is because I woke up today and I was puffy, I had gluten yesterday, I had a glass of wine, my skin was puffy. My eyes were puffy. I feel like my color was a little bit off. I get this reddening around my cheeks because I have a little bit of low-grade rosacea, because you guys know me, I'm a little autoimmune girl. And I just wasn't feeling awesome. So I don't really have any makeup on. I put a little bit of powder on. I've got some lip balm on, if you guys are watching the video on YouTube. And I wanted to share with you what maybe my secrets are, because I keep getting compliments from you guys saying, Dr. Tina, your skin's so great. What do you do? And it's kind of boring what I do, but I do have some secrets I'm going to share. I do have a skincare line I love. I'll talk about that. And I want to share with you all the rest of the things that I've learned along the way. You've heard me say it before, metabolic flexibility is the cornerstone to good health. So what is metabolic flexibility? It's the ability to switch back and forth from burning carbs to burning fats with ease, on demand, as needed. It means your body is such a well-oiled machine that it can easily take whatever substrate you put into it and use it efficiently for fuel. Why does it matter? Because metabolic flexibility is one of the most important aspects of our overall health, period. Your hormones, immune function, and just about everything else rely on it to stay in good standing. Up until now, it's been difficult to determine one's metabolic flexibility. And even lab work doesn't always tell the whole story. If only there was an affordable in-home tool that we could use to tell us if we were efficiently burning carbs or fats for fuel. Better yet, a tool with no needles or blood involved. Well, there is. Enter Lumen. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. It lets you know if you're burning fats or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even stress management. All you have to do is breathe into your Lumen first thing in the morning and you'll know what's going on with your metabolism. Then Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for the day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after your workouts or meals so you know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. After getting to know you through your breath, Lumen gives you a metabolic flex score that you can track and improve upon. It really is as simple as breathing into your sleek handheld Lumen to see where you stand in the metabolic flexibility game. If you want to take the next step in improving your metabolic flexibility, go to lumen.me and use Dr. Tina to get $100 off your Lumen. That's lumen.me and use Dr. Tina at checkout for $100 off. The sun is making a comeback, you guys, and I am so delighted. Living through Oregon winters is real. However, the other day, my mom bought me a baseball cap and told me to start wearing it on my daily walks. I can only assume she was hinting that my 50 years of unmitigated sun damage is starting to show itself. Fortunately, I've been really getting into my Alatura skincare routine, and I have a plan. While I'm not a super fan of daily mineral sunscreen like all the dermatologists tell you to do, because I believe that our skin does need to let the sun activate it, I do want to mitigate the impacts of UV damage. My four-step plan is as follows. Step one, I'm going to eat really well, lots of berries and antioxidants, and avoiding seed oils and alcohol. All of that stuff does terrible things to your skin when the sun hits it. Step two, Alatura's Gold Serum. Astaxanthin and marine collagen combine to target oxidative damage and help reduce UVB-induced inflammation of distressed skin while encouraging rapid repair. It's got CoQ10 that acts in combination with other enzymes as the first line of defense against oxidative damage and improves the functional ability of mitochondria necessary for the skin to be healthy at a cellular level. Step three, I'm going to use Alatura's Moisturizer, which is a non-sunscreen natural sun protection. It's got sea buckhorn oil, which is rich in more than 190 essential nutrients and phytonutrients, including vitamins, minerals, and essential fatty acid. It boasts about 12 times the vitamin C of an orange and contains more skin-soothing vitamin E than any other plant-based oil. Along with the other oils, the moisturizer protects against cellular damage, blocks free radicals while soothing and protecting skin from redness naturally. Those two coupled, the gold serum underneath the moisturizer, it's an epic combo. It feels amazing. And step four at night, I'm going to use Alitura's night cream for the focused reconstruction and regeneration processes of the skin. With plant-derived stem cells, vegan hyaluronic acid, and Manuka honey, it's a revolutionary new approach to anti-aging skincare using antioxidant-rich botanical stem cells extracted from the edelweiss and gardenia flowers to firm and thicken the skin to reduce wrinkles. The Alitura night cream boosts skin regeneration and stimulates collagen growth while you sleep. So that's my plan for summer, and I encourage you to make a plan too, because we aren't getting any younger and the skin changes are real. Because I believe everyone should try Alitura, because I love it so much, I've partnered up with them, and listeners of the Dr. Tina Show can save 20% on your first order by heading to alitura.com. That's Alitura.com. And be sure to use code Dr. Tina at checkout for the discount, or simply click the link in the show notes. You're going to love it. So, let's back up. Dr. Tina, circa 1989. I'm in ninth grade and I pick up my first cigarette and I start smoking. Why did I start smoking? God only knows. I think I was trying to rebel against my parents. Both my parents chain smoked. So I grew up in a house where smoking was happening inside by two parents. And one of them always had a cigarette lit. So the walls would turn yellow after a while. And my parents were like, you know, we were like middle class, lived in a really nice neighborhood, probably kind of the poor of the rich, if you will. We were well off. We were comfortable. I wouldn't say well off, but we were comfortable. Blue collared family, hardworking Midwestern type of people. But we lived in Mission Viejo, California, if you guys know anything about Orange County. I'm an Orange County girl from the beginning. Midwest to Orange County to up to Oregon. So that's how I have been made. That's how my teeth were cut that way. So lots of smoking going on there. And then I started smoking myself, which was so stupid. I also rejected soda around that age and I swore off soda, high fructose corn syrup. I don't think high fructose corn syrup was really a thing back then. Maybe it was just starting out. It probably was, but I just, none of it. Really never took to any kind of artificial sweeteners. I thought those were all disgusting. So anything with artificial sweeteners, I immediately rejected, but I did smoke. So here, while I was offsetting my terrible smoking with no soda, I actually think that helped me in the end. I kid you not, I think the not having any soda in my body for all of those years offset the terrible damage that smoking may have done to some degree. Who knows? Knock on wood. These things sometimes come back and bite us in the asses. And I'm walking into my 50s. I'm like, okay, lungs, stay the course. So I also ate terribly. I grew up eating terribly. My mom cooked for us. She was a good woman, but I just ate junk food and I loved processed food. I loved corn chips with that fake Velveeta-y kind of nacho cheese. I love that stuff. I ate it by the tons. I gave myself a severe B vitamin deficiency from all the corn, I think. So I had chronic canker sores all through junior high, like, you know, the sides of my mouth and inside my mouth. And they weren't herpes sores. They were just canker sores, B vitamin deficiency sores, if you will. And I ate macaroni and cheese and I ate bologna and Wonder Bread and Oreo cookies and I just didn't eat well at all. And then in college, let me back up a little bit. I went vegetarian when I was 14 and I was not a vegetarian. I was a mac and cheeseitarian. And then college hit and I was just eating shoddily. I was living off bagels and Sun Chips and Snapple. And I'm not kidding when I say that. And you've heard me talk about my health issues in those years. And gee, I wonder why. I was eating terribly. I was chain smoking. Around, I think, the same time as I started smoking, I started drinking alcohol. Where I grew up, drinking was, it was Oregon, the suburbs of Portland, and drinking was really a thing. So we kids drank a lot, and I'm not proud of it. But drinking was big here. I think it's all the rain, to be honest with you. I think that's just a lot of coffee and a lot of alcohol. And so kind of grew up with that. That doesn't do any favors for your skin. And my best friend, on the other hand, grew up in Southern California, but she has been working for the beauty industry since she was a teenager. And while she did smoke for probably the same amount of time I did, I smoked up until my daughter, became pregnant with my daughter. I mean, oh, I'm so ashamed, but I didn't plan on getting pregnant. So In my probably 10 years of smoking. Anyway, my best friend, she has always used skincare. She's always stayed out of the sun. She's always used sunblock. She's been really diligent. She wears a hat everywhere she goes. My mom, the reason I'm also doing this is my mom bought me a hat the other day and she's like, you need to wear a hat on your walks because your skin is starting to age. So yes, I took terrible care of my skin all those years. I was using like Dr. Bronner soap and Mia, my best friend, was using really beautiful skincare and she's always been on it. So I joke that it's like we're still best friends. So like who's going to win the wrinkle competition, right? We both have used neuromodulators such as Botox and Dysport, maybe a little filler here and there. So I haven't had filler in my face for years, but I have used it here and I've used it in my cheeks, I think twice. It hurts so bad though. I felt like someone punched me. So I haven't had any filler in my face for so long, going on probably 7 or 8 years. And I have completely let all the Botox wear off. So I do use Botox. I'm not ashamed to say that. Is it a neurotoxin? Yes. Are there risks? Yes. But you know me, I talk about risk tolerance and for me, it's worth it. I'm fine with it. I take a lot of heat online for that. I don't care. I've been using it since I was in my 30s and I prefer Dysport over Botox and I'm fine with it. I don't use it that often. I probably should use it more often. I used to keep up with it 2 to 3 times a year so that the wrinkles would never set in and I really let the wrinkles set in. So this is me, like fully me right now on film. I've got good lighting, but this is it. And when you guys see me in person, I've always had heavy wrinkles in my brow because I've had a lot of stress, a lot of stress since I was a small child. I've had a lot of illness and a lot of stress, and it shows itself on your face. And something did happen somewhere around 2021. I think the severity of the stress became more than I'd ever endured, and I've endured a lot. Like I've endured, up until that point, I used to joke, like I've endured stress that would kill most people. I was shocked I wasn't dead yet, and I'm not exaggerating. And then 2021 was just next level. Like every morning I woke up, I thought I was going to be deplatformed. I was raging against the machine and getting my ass handed to me on the regular. I was being politically targeted. I was getting, you know, all kinds of threats. My merchant services got shut off. The tax man came to my door just to, you know, it's just on and on and on, like blatantly getting effed with to get silenced, if you will, just from every angle you could think of. My profession was screaming that my license should be sanctioned. They wanted my head on a stake. It was just on and on and on. And I was like, all right, y'all, at the end of this, I'm going to be the one that was right. And so good luck. I tried. And it took its toll. It really, my skin changed severely. And the texture changed, the wrinkles changed. It wasn't just the appearance of wrinkles and agedness. It was like the rosacea decided to rear its ugly head, low-grade rosacea. My pore texture changed. Everything changed. And I knew what was happening. I was having some degree of metabolic dysfunction starting. You guys have heard me talk about this when I talked about microdose GLP-1 agonists. I was having low-grade insulin resistance and so much of it was stress-driven. It was cortisol-driven. What does cortisol do? It raises your blood sugars. So you're cranking cortisol from chronic stress, your blood sugar's going up and you start walking yourself into insulin resistance for no other reason than just stress, chronic stress. It was happening and it was really showing itself on my face. It was showing itself on my chest. I've always had atypical nevi, which are like those weird little moles all over, you know, but the sun's impact really started showing itself on my hands. Like my hands don't look that young anymore. My forearms, my face, my chest, anywhere the sun hit. And it wasn't because I was getting more sun. It was truly because of internally what was happening to me. The effects of the sun were taking their toll. So I also wasn't keeping up with my micro needling. I do a lot of micro needling. I have a micro needling pen. My background was in regenerative medicine. So I've been putting exosomes and PRP on my face and micro needling it in for years. I'd really sort of fell off that habit. I was like living on the farm out here by myself and my husband. And, you know, society was shut down in Oregon for a long time, much longer than the rest of the country. And so I just wasn't, you know, that interested in keeping up appearances. So I kind of quit with all the upkeep and all the puff and pomp, and it really started to show itself. So fast forward, you guys maybe have listened to my episode with Andy Nilo from Alatura. He is a friend of mine and he owns the skincare line, started the skincare line as the formulator and CEO of Alatura. And I reached out to him and I was like, Andy, I need help. Can you please send me some skincare? And this was maybe a year ago, I would say. And it was just really spectacular. Like he was, he's such a generous, awesome guy. And he sent me a big box of product to try. And I was hesitant because most things would set my rosacea off. And so I was kind of terrified to try, especially some of the natural products. They can be, some of those essential oils can be really, really irritating to my skin. And so and like retinol gives me cold sores. I mean, it's just, I have a hard time finding things that I can use that doesn't set my skin off. And I know full well that the topical care of my skin is not what is going to cure the rosacea. That is an inside job. I always say that. Your skin is a reflection of what's going on inside. But it was a good start and it really did help. Like it really was very significantly helpful. And the second thing I did was a few months later is I started microdosing GLP-1s and GLP-1 agonists, semaglutide, tirzepatide, and that cleared up my immune system like that. Amazing. And so working with those has been very, very helpful. I love my skincare routine. I use Alatura. I use all the steps regularly, and I really, really love that. I have somewhat started back with a microneedling. I haven't put any PRP or exosomes into my skin with microneedling for a long time, but I'm going to. But I have been using the roller at least just to, you know, very tiny, I think 0.25. Alatura makes different sizes and I love their roller. So I'll use the 0.25 or the 0.5 and I'll roll in some of their products or I'll roll and use their clay mask and then I'll use their gold serum and then I'll use their moisturizer or their night cream. Love all of those things. The angel mist, I love. The cleanser, the pearl cleanser, I love. So anyway, all of that and really making sure that I take a good care of my insides. And so I want to talk to you about some of the high points. Number one, digestion. If your digestion is off, if you've got a bunch of bugs living in your gut, if you've got SIBO or you've got parasites or you've got poor digestion, it's definitely going to show itself on your skin. Your skin is an outward reflection of what is happening on the inner lining of your gut. That's the best way I can put it. So if your gut's inflamed, your skin's going to be inflamed. So your skin is a direct reflection of what's happening inside your gut. So if your gut's off and your digestion's off, so really emphasizing digestive enzymes with every meal has been significantly helpful to me. I mean, I'm talking in lieu of, I was doing all the gut protocols. I was taking the anti-parasitic stuff. I was doing all of that, but just taking a good digestive enzyme with meals can be such a game changer for people. So that's a really great tip. Making sure that I do my skincare is tip number two. I can be very lazy about it and nonchalant. I'll tell you something funny that's helped me is putting makeup on during the day forces me to go wash my face at night. If I don't wear makeup during the day, which is my MO, is to not wear makeup. If I don't wear anything, then I'm lazy and I go to bed just with my skin as is. And so actually wearing a little bit of makeup when I have to record or be on video or be somewhere, that's helped. So I say that because I've been trying to get back to taking care of myself and my appearance and not just slacking. I went through a lot. 2021 to 2022 was really difficult on my health. And I went through a lot. I didn't want to show up on camera much. You guys didn't see me much on Instagram. They had me in such a severe shadow ban that it didn't matter what I did from 2021 until literally like 6 months ago in 2020, the end of 2023. Really right up to almost 2024, I was in such a severe shadow ban that it didn't matter how much I posted, what I posted, I didn't get to grow. So imagine showing up every day for work and not being paid. That's what it was akin to. It was really challenging and frustrating. It was starting to take its toll on me. So just didn't want to show up, was gaining weight, just felt really awful. And so part of my self-care is to put a little makeup on every day so I feel pretty and I feel attractive. My husband hates makeup, by the way. So he'll come home and I'll be like, do you like how I did my makeup today? And he's like, I didn't even notice. You look great always. Or why you got that crap on your face, you know? So he's just not into it, which is fine. He's a farmer boy and he loves my skin as is. And I'm really appreciative for that. But it does force me to do my skincare at least at night, which has been really helpful. So I got my Alatura skincare on board. Did you know that our natural ability to digest food declines as we get older? This is because our body produces fewer enzymes, which are responsible for digesting food and assimilating nutrients. Fewer enzymes means not only more difficulty digesting food, which can leave us feeling bloated, but honestly, malnourishment. This can set the stage for chronic gut issues. I've been using digestive enzymes with meals for decades, and they make a big difference for me. And if you've not tried them yet, you don't know what you're missing. One of the best digestive enzymes I found comes from my friends at Bioptimizers, and it's called Masszymes. Masszymes is potent, with over 102% more protease than the nearest competitor, and 300 to 500% more per serving than most popular brands. That's crucial because protein is the most complex macronutrient to break down. Plus, lipase for fat digestion, which means better fat-soluble vitamin availability, and a dozen other enzymes. And you can try it today risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. Head to buyoptimizers.com/Dr. Tina and enter the coupon code Dr. Tina at checkout to receive 10% off your first order. That's buyoptimizers.com/Dr. Tina. Hey guys, I've been using an incredible supplement for brain support and I wanted to share. Rise by Cured Nutrition is a nootropic blend of functional mushrooms, adaptogens, and cannabinoids that will leave your brain firing on all cylinders. It contains a blend of lion's mane, cordyceps mushrooms, rhodiola, ginseng, and broad spectrum CBD. Let me just tell you, I've been using all of these herbs and ingredients for a long time and I love them all. So to have them all in one place is incredible. I initially started taking Rise by Cured Nutrition because perimenopause brain is real. And after reading over the label, I was sold. Rise by Cured also contains broad spectrum CBD, which aids in balancing the supplement, as many of these nootropic focused supplements can be a bit overstimulating. So including the CBD in there helps avoid this. Right now, Cured is extending an exclusive offer to you, my listeners of the Dr. Tina Show. You can grab Rise for 20% off by visiting www.curednutrition.com/Dr. Tina. And using coupon code Dr. Tina at checkout. That's curednutrition.com/Dr. Tina and coupon code Dr. Tina to save 20%. The third tip I'll give you is optimizing your mitochondrial health. And how can you do that? There's lots of ways to do it, but some really simple ways that I've talked about in other podcasts that I will link up here. Just going outside regularly. Having my puppy has been quintessential to getting me out the door first thing in the morning. Sansa, my older dog, has been trained to just sort of hold it if she needs to. And she really doesn't ever tell me that she's uncomfortable. I know I'd have to take her out and we do, but the puppy like has to go straight out the door right away. Like I'm not awake until I'm halfway around the farm and I'm like walking, stumbling through the rain, like what's going on? So it's, I don't get a chance to wake up with him. I got to go straight away outside. And we've really potty trained him well. I will give myself props for potty training that Havanese. Havanese are notoriously difficult to potty train. And my mom's dog and my daughter's dog, we got the whole litter. They are still having troubles. And my dog gets it because we go straight away outside. But going straight away outside is super good for you too. And me, it's been great for me. So getting that morning sunlight charges up your mitochondria. It's super important. It's a critical time of daylight hours and what the spectrum that you're getting at that hour. So getting that morning sunlight in, getting outside several times a day, no matter what the weather was, having to get outside with my dogs and really just get our potty training routine down, right? It required a ton of time going outside and a lot of frequency of going outside. With the little pup, I set my phone every hour. I was up and outside to get him outside so I could get him potty trained. But what I found in that process was this winter has been the most tolerable winter I've ever had here. I thought it was initially because I was taking the GLP-1 agonist, and I will give it a lot of credit because it has such a profound antidepressant effect on my body personally. And the impact it's had on neuroinflammation for me has been really, really significant. So I think that's a huge part of it, but it's also given me the energy to want to get up and go outside every hour. So getting outside a ton has been just a total game changer. I couldn't recommend it more. And optimizing my mitochondrial health, I have some supplements I've been using. One of them is by Timeline. I have been making sure to get in my sauna, get my far infrared, get my red light going. I've got different resources you guys can find at drtina.com/favorite or just head to my website there and click on the favorites tab and you can see my favorite red lights, my favorite saunas. You can peruse my podcast there. My podcast there is actually searchable via AI. So click on the podcast link via my website at drtina.com and put in any words you want. And it will literally explain to you in my terms. It sounds just like me. It's because it's read all of my content. And then it'll tell you what episodes to listen to. So it's a really great resource there. But all that to say, really charging up my mitochondria, taking care of them, feeding them well, sleeping them well. But all of these very simple things, a lot of it had to do with light and getting adequate light. My friend Sarah Kleiner, you can listen to her episode from the podcast. She is a light expert, and following her these past few years has really turned me on to the fact that I have a severe light deficiency, and that's a lot of what is wrong with me in the winter. So taking care of that mitochondria. Back to the metabolic health. It's not just about taking the GLP-1s. You guys know this. If you're new to me and you've never heard me talk about metabolic health or GLP-1s, just know I don't think that those are a solo monotherapy good idea at all. I think they're a phenomenal tool when used at low doses adjunctively as part of a comprehensive toolkit. And that entire toolkit revolves around nothing but metabolic health. And metabolic health is what my entire platform is built upon. So for all the new folks coming at me since the Mark Hyman podcast saying, oh, you just been bought out by Big Pharma. Seriously, STFU, because you have no idea. I have been preaching metabolic health, strength training, muscle, adequate protein for longer than some of you guys have been out of diapers. Like, that is core. I don't care if you have migraines, joint pain, PCOS, dementia, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, brain disease, none of that matters. The root cause of all of that is metabolic dysfunction. And if you don't have your metabolic health in order, you don't have anything. So go back and listen to any one of the podcasts that I have put out of the hundreds. I've got an old podcast out there too, floating around if you can find it. But as far as the Dr. Tina show goes, I've got almost, I think 150 episodes now, and they're all based around metabolic health. And I found a great tool to test my metabolic health. It's this little breather thing by Lumen. It's a cool little doodad that you charge and then you breathe into it every morning, and it tells you whether you're in the fat burning or the carb burning zone. And that's been really, really cool. Very cool tool. So there's lots of things to track your metabolic health. I really like continuous glucose monitors. I have a favorite one that you guys can find a discount for by NutriSense. I've done several podcasts on that as well. But I'm digging this Lumen thing. It's a very cool tool. I like my sleep trackers. I've got a couple different sleep trackers. I'm going to do a podcast on my favorite one here soon. But whatever you can to check your heart rate variability, check your deep sleep, make sure those are intact. I think those are probably the two most important readings that I have found for my metabolic health. But your metabolic health is going to go bonkers if you're not sleeping, and it's going to go bonkers if you're living off carbs, and it's going to go bonkers if you don't build muscle. Your muscle is your metabolic insurance. And so I was doing all those things, but sometimes it's nice to be able to track it because, like I said, for me, the weak link was stress. It wasn't because I was slacking on any other things. And in fact, when you're totally stressed out of your mind and you work harder at all the other things, you just put yourself into more stress. So I'm kind of on a stress-free diet right now, if you will, and really just practicing going with the flow. And I was just talking to a potential podcast guest earlier today, and he's like, I'm sorry, I have to move my scheduled time. And I'm like, it's all good. I just want nobody stressed. After the past few years, that was intentionally stressful. By the way, they did that to us on purpose to wear us out, and it worked. And everybody ended up on the other side of that. Most people ended up on the other side of that, significantly worse off financially, significantly worse off metabolically, significantly worse off health-wise in general. And I don't think that was a mistake. So I really am just like, my rebellion against that is to like, not give an F. I'm just out of Fs to give. I turned 50 this year. It's awesome. When you're 50, when you turn 40, you really stop caring. Initially, you're just like, oh, things don't bother me as much. It's great. But when you turn 50, like, you really stop. It's just kind of, whew, like, it's just not there to give. Like, these are not my monkeys. This is not my circus. I'm here to take care of my people and my friends and just bring you guys the best information I can. So fun fact about me,
30 years ago, when I was an undergrad, I wrote a paper about mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cell. I was apparently way ahead of my time because now the topic is all the rage. I've since come to learn that one of the best ways we can care for and even generate new mitochondria is through adding new muscle mass to our bodies. Reason 150 that I tell you that strength training is non-negotiable. But building muscle is really challenging when your mitochondria are pooped out, and a lot of folks are walking around with pooped out mitochondria. Another way we can bolster our mitochondria is through postbiotics, which are the active nutrients our bodies make during digestion. Urolithin A is one of the first postbiotics shown to have major health benefits and has been shown to modulate mitochondrial activity via potential antioxidant and anti-inflammatory activities. Urolithin A upgrades your body's cellular power grid, giving your body the energy it needs to optimize muscle health. In fact, a 2022 study in Cell Reports Medicine showed that urolithin A improved muscle strength, exercise performance, and biomarkers of mitochondrial health in a randomized trial in middle-aged adults. And get this, it showed that 500 milligrams of urolithin A alone significantly increases muscle strength, endurance, and mobility in the absence of any exercise regimen and no change in lifestyle. My go-to for urolithin A is MitoPure from Timeline Nutrition. Timeline Nutrition is the global leader in urolithin A research, and their products are NSF certified for sport. Timeline Nutrition is offering 10% off your first order of MitoPure. Go to timelinenutrition.com/Dr. Tina and use code Dr. Tina to get 10% off your order. That's Timeline Nutrition, all spelled out one word, .com/DRTYNA. I recommend trying their starter pack with all three MitoPure options. And then lastly, using CBD and some other, whatever you got to use for stress. Bring it all back together, back to what I originally said, stress. What do you got to use? I really like, there's a CBD company I like called Cured. I like their products very much. I have a product called Chill Pill. I like different supplements. So I have a product called Chill Pill. I absolutely love my Chill Pill. It's so great, you guys, if you haven't tried it. I've got a product called Relax Tonic. So I use Relax Tonic, Chill Pill, and then this Cured product called Zen. And all of these links will be in the show notes. I freaking love that combo and it just calms me right down. I use it before bed and I've started to use it during the day. I was talking to a friend who was on a very similar blend to my Chill Pill. It's a similar product that he's taking. And he's like, I just take it all day long and my days are so much more pleasant. And I was like, that's a great idea. So I wake up and take Chill Pill now and I take it throughout the day. So of course, check with your healthcare professional about how you should be dosing things because it does impact your adrenal system. And we don't want to be like sedating you down if you don't need it. But for me, it's a really wonderful triad that I use to mitigate my stress. And that's helped significantly. And then I add the walks on top of it, the going outside, the puppy, the joy that the puppy has brought to me has been so monumental. And now this new dog, like I freaking love dogs. So I'm so happy. I got three dogs now and I am surrounded by dogs all day and we walk the farm all day long and it's my pack. And I absolutely love it. I love it. I love every minute of it. So really seeking out joy and doing what you need. You know, I got this puppy because my husband and I needed more joy in our lives. And he was resistant at first. And I was like, I'm buying the cute little puppy. So I just bought the puppy and he loves him and everything's great. And then we got this third dog. When I met my husband, he wouldn't even let a dog inside the house. And now we have three dogs and they all three sleep in our bedroom with us. So yes, I brought him around. So let's recap. Take care of your digestion. At the very least, take some digestive enzymes. I like Masszymes by Bioptimizers. You can find the link in the show notes. Take care of your skin because this episode's about skin. So definitely do something to take care of the skin itself. That is important. Don't neglect it. But remember, your beautiful skin comes from within. So I love my Alatura skincare. Any and all of their products are phenomenal. So pick and choose what you need. But I love the gold serum in particular. That one I don't think I could live without. I love the night cream. I love those two so much. And then the other is, you know, build out what you need. The mitochondrial health, I love the MitoPure product by Timeline. And I think it's a great little charger for your mitochondria. And then, of course, charging your mitochondria with light and with grounding and with movement and with joy and just really, infrared sauna, red light. Take care of your body that way. And it will take care of you. And then I love my little Lumen breathing apparatus that I use, and I think it's very cool, but find some kind of tool to keep you on track. I like that one. I like some kind of sleep gadget, if you will. There's different ones out there. I like continuous glucose monitors. There's different ones out there, but just something so that you can have an eye on what's going on, because stress will destroy your metabolic health if you're not careful. And I think a lot of us are dealing with that and not appreciating it as much as we need to be. And then lastly, mitigate your stress. And like I said, I have this trio of supplements I love. That doesn't mean that that's going to work for everybody. Again, talk to your healthcare professional, but I love the Zen product by Cured mixed with my Chill Pill, mixed with my Relax Tonic. It's great. So I hope that's helpful to you guys. If you guys are having skin issues, oh, one more thing, actually a couple, because that's kind of the point of this. I made a post about this on Instagram. Your skin will tell you what's going on with your blood sugar. So things like psoriasis, skin tags, enlarged pores, those are the big ones. They will show up and you will think that they are independent of anything else and that they're just little nuances. They're all indications of blood sugar dysregulation. And also acanthos nigrans, which is a darkening, like a velvety darkening that you'll see sometimes. It'll happen on the neck or it'll happen around the waistline. It can happen on the upper back. It's kind of a velvety darkening of the skin. If you've got that happening, I see this more often in those who are struggling with excess adiposity on their bodies. It might be more noticeable on different skin colors. So you might see it show up more if you're darker skinned, or it really depends. But that is acanthos nigricans, and it's not good. Like, it's definitely a harbinger of doom that your blood sugar regulation is off. So just some things to add in there and let you know. And another thing I want to add is that if you are stressed out of your mind, you're going to tank out your thyroid. And if your thyroid starts to dump out, you guys have heard me say, if you're over 40 and you're female especially, you should probably be considering some kind of thyroid supplement. I prefer a actual prescription, but support your thyroid. If you're female and you're over 40, you need some thyroid support. That's just, it's not negotiable in my opinion. Find someone to work with, but get it handled. You'll feel much better. But low thyroid will actually present as having some skin issues too. And so will drinking too much alcohol. Drinking too much alcohol will make you look like shit, and eating a lot of inflammatory foods, especially the inflammatory seed oils and, you know, just rancid fats, aren't going to do great things for your skin. That's what, if you're eating really crappy fats, that's what your sebum is made out of. And the bacteria that like to make acne and other issues live off of that sebum. So you need to make the sebum really healthy, and it needs to be a good balance of 3, 6, and 9s. So don't be cranking French fries. It's not the French fries giving you acne. It's the oils that the French fries are fried in. It's the ultra refined carbohydrate that the potato has been reduced to. And that is creating sebum that these pathologic bacteria are living off of and causing you to have acne outbreaks. And if you're an adult with acne, something is definitely wrong with your hormones and your blood sugar. So get those checked out with a professional who knows what they're doing. So I hope this is helpful. That's my quick and dirty about having really beautiful glowing skin from within as you age. It's a real indicator of what's happening inside and your overall health. So we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Dr. Tina Show. Please be sure to follow me on Instagram at Dr. Tina, that's DrTyna, and Dr. Tina 2.0, as well as visit my website at drtina.com. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and mixed by Chris McCone. The theme song is by John the Gilt. As always, you can email the show at podcast@drtina.com. And if you like this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. See you next week. This podcast is for general informational purposes only. It does not constitute the practices of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice. I am a doctor, but I am not your doctor. No doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of this information and the materials linked to this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content on this podcast is intended not to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice from any medical condition they have, and they should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions.